The first time Mike Birbiglia wrote, directed, and starred in a film, he played a stand-up comic. It wasn't a huge stretch for him. He is a stand-up comic. His new movie, Don't Think Twice, doesn't stray too far from that model. It's about an improv comedy troupe, a lot like the one in which he got his start. Well, that is a lot of navel-gazing for one filmmaker. Happily, NPR critic Bob Mondello says Birbiglia is keeping it funny.
They call themselves the Commune, and that feels right. Six young comics working as one, doing improv in Manhattan, where if you're lucky, someone from television will spot you. One night, it looks like the Commune might get lucky.
We're gonna hold 10.
Wait, why?
I called you, Finn. He's bringing over some producers from Weekend Live.
Nerves are natural. In this case, all eyes turn to one guy.
Hey, Jack, don't show up out there.
What are you talking about? Why do I do that?
You know you always do that. Anyone from the industry shows up, you turn into a one-man audition team.
But now's not the time. The audience is waiting. So...
Hi, I'm Sam.
Miles.
Allison.
Lindsay.
Jack.
And we are the Commune. In fact, everything you see tonight is going to be improvised, and it's all about you guys. So did anybody out there have a particularly hard day?
Someone did.
Yeah, I saw my dad for the first time in 10 years today.
Really? Where?
He drives a taxi, and I just randomly got into his cab.
Wow.
Fact checking. You got into a taxi. You did not know it was your dad, and then you said, hi, Dad?
Yes, I mean, hi, Dad.
Well, okay. Wow. Hop in.
Oh.
And they're off. Troop leader Miles and the others doing the improv thing very amusingly, feeding off each other, listening, bouncing ideas.
I have abandonment issues. My father left me, so I basically only relate to men through sex.
That's challenging for me to hear.
When Jack pops in, as expected, his approach is no less funny, but it's not about bouncing off the others.
As the President of the United States of America, I believe that it's not only my duty to find your father, but also have him pick you up in a cab and take you to your destination.
Jack apologizes afterwards, but his showboating gets results, an audition for Weekend Live, at which point these folks who are so skilled at improv must improvise. What would happen to the Commune if one of them were to become a breakout success?
For years, I was like, it's either Jack or Miles, but probably Jack.
Miles is played by filmmaker Mike Birbiglia as a sad sack with a wicked sense of humor. Jack is played by Keegan-Michael Key as an opportunist with a conscience. And they're surrounded by folks who are terrific at the improv thing and who, in fact, did club dates together to develop some of the material you see them doing on screen. Don't Think Twice is structured to be about what fame does to relationships, what chasing fame does to the few who find it and to the many who don't. But mostly, it's a celebration of improv. At the beginning of the film, the cast lays out the form's three rules. First, say yes, meaning buy into whatever reality your partner presents you with. Second, remember that it's all about the group, not about you. And finally, don't think. Get out of your head. Live in the moment. All good advice on stage or in life or, as it happens, in movies, where for a snappy 92 minutes, Don't Think Twice manages to convince you it is following those rules to the letter. I'm Bob Mondello.